service of Thanksgiving Day as a function has become general of late years. The thankfulness is not so general. This is natural. Two-thirds of the nation's always had hard luck and a hard time during the year. And this has a calming effect on their enthusiasm. Thanksgiving Day is more about a reflection of a thankfulness for our fellow man, for our condition. Our native prayers seem to echo the same, since this was a holiday of our Native Americans with those immigrants that invaded their homeland. The Native Americans prayed to the Great Spirit. They said, "O Great Spirit, whose voice I hear in the wind, whose breath gives life to all the world, hear me. I need your strength and wisdom. Let me walk in beauty and make my eyes ever behold the red and purple sunset. Make my hands respect the things you have made and my ears sharp to hear your voice. Make me wise so that I may understand the things you have taught my people. Help me to remain calm and strong in the face of all that comes toward me. Let me learn the lessons you have hidden in every leaf and rock. Help me to seek pure thoughts and act with the intention of helping others. Help me find compassion without empathy overwhelming me. I seek strength, not to be greater than my brother, but to fight my greatest enemy, myself. Make me always ready to come to you with clean hands and straight eyes. So when life fades as the fading sunset, my spirit may come to you without shame." This is Captain Fred, Republic Broadcasting Network. Today, we're going to open our lines for prayer for Thanksgiving. We're going to talk about what Thanksgiving means. We're going to listen to some thoughts of Thanksgiving. I'd like to open the lines up too. The number here is 1-800-313-9443. But I'd like to request that when you call in, if you call in, and I respect those that like to listen, but if we call in, let's call in with a prayer today. Let's see if we can understand that it doesn't really matter how we receive the thankfulness for our gifts of our lives. But let's see if we can reflect that a little bit. But before we do, I'd like to play a clip that describes the true nature of Thanksgiving. Sam, would you like to play that clip for me, please?
Food, football, and oppression. That's what Thanksgiving has come to mean to many Americans. Back in 2007, Seattle public school officials made national news by describing the holiday as a time of mourning and a bitter reminder of 500 years of betrayal. This new narrative describes the pilgrims as arrogant oppressors who fled persecution only to become persecutors themselves, depriving Native Americans of their land and their lives. But this is wrong on every count. First of all, the pilgrims didn't cross the ocean to flee persecution or even England. They'd been living for over a decade in Holland, Europe's most tolerant nation and a haven for religious dissenters. Free from interference by the Church of England, they feared seduction, not persecution, worrying that their children would be corrupted by the materialistic Dutch culture. That's why they risked their dangerous 1620 voyage to a wilderness continent, not because they were running from oppression, but because they were running toward holiness, fulfilling a fateful mission to build an ideal Christian commonwealth. They initially planned to plant this model society on the wild, wolf-infested island known to natives as Manhattan. But winds and tides blew them 250 miles off course, dumping the Mayflower on the frozen coast of Massachusetts. Somehow, the Pilgrims saw their dire situation as a demonstration of providential power, especially after a giant wave picked up the flimsy boat of a scouting party on a stormy December night. The turbulent sea then deposited them safely, miraculously, on a little island within sight of the ideal location for their settlement. It was a deserted Indian village with cleared land, stored supplies of corn, and a reliable source of fresh water. No, these supposedly cruel conquerors never actually invaded that village. Instead, they expressed a fervent desire to pay the natives for the dried corn they found, if only they could find someone to pay. But the former inhabitants had perished during 3 years of plague, probably smallpox, that immediately preceded the Pilgrims' arrival. One of the few survivors of that devastation turned up several months later to welcome the English newcomers. Against all odds, he proved to be the single human being on the continent best suited to help the struggling settlers, since he spoke English and had already embraced Christianity. His name was Squanto, and he had grown up in this very village before a ruthless sea captain kidnapped him as a boy and sold him into slavery in Spain. After 4 years, he was freed by kindly monks, then made his way to England, and finally sailed across the Atlantic, only to find his friends and family all wiped out by disease. Over the next few months, Squanto helped the English newcomers plant crops and negotiate a friendly trade agreement with the region's most important chief, Massasoit. No wonder Pilgrim leader William Bradford called Squanto a special instrument sent of God for their good. The celebration, later known as the First Thanksgiving, actually involved a three-day harvest festival in October, apparently inspired by the biblical holiday of Sukkot, or the Feast of Tabernacles. 90 hungry Indian warriors joined the 53 surviving pilgrims for this occasion. Nearly half of the colonists had died during the brutal winter. The Englishmen provided some vegetables, fish, and perhaps wild turkeys, while the natives brought 5 recently hunted deer as house gifts. The preferred sport on this occasion wasn't football, but shooting, with settlers and Indians sharing a fierce fascination with guns. Though these hardy pilgrims loom large in the American imagination, they never built their Plymouth settlement into a major colony. And nearby Boston, the later colony of Massachusetts Bay grew so much faster that it swallowed up the great-grandchildren of the Pilgrims in 1691. But the sense of purpose of the original Pilgrims left a permanent imprint on the national character. They maintained unshakable confidence that God protected them, not to grant special privileges, but to impose special responsibilities. They saw themselves as instruments, not authors, of a mysterious master plan. Today, with our continued blessings so obvious and so overwhelming, the only reason to treat this beloved national holiday as a time of mourning is that some foolish Americans actually think that's a good idea. The Pilgrims knew better. They understood that people of every culture and every era can gain more from gratitude than from guilt. I'm Michael Medved for Prager University. Thank you for watching this video. To ensure that millions of people watch this and other PragerU videos, please consider making a tax-deductible donation.
All right, Sam, we don't need to plug them for it. Yeah, prayer seems to be the centerpiece for Thanksgiving, and that's why the show today is about prayer. I'm not preaching religion. I'm talking about prayer and a focus of well-being or focus of intention. If you take any prayer and substitute Great Spirit, there's a commonality that you see in the Native American great belief of Great Spirit the knowing of the Great Spirit. But like a prayer of thanksgiving by Vanna Cobb Anderson, she wrote, God of all blessings, source of all life, giver of all grace, we thank you for the gift of life, for the breath that sustains life, for the food of this earth that nurtures life, for the love of family and friends without which there would be no life. We thank you for the mystery of creation, for the beauty that the eye can see, for joy that the ear may hear, for the unknown that we cannot behold, filling the universe with wonder, for the expanse of space that draws us beyond the definitions of ourselves. We thank you for setting us in communities, for families who nurture our becoming, for friends who love us by choice, for companions at work who share our burdens and daily tasks, for strangers who welcome us into their midst, for people from other lands who call us to grow in understanding, for children who lighten our moments with delight, for the unborn who offer us hope for the future. We thank you for this day, for life, and one more day to love, for opportunity, and one more day to work for justice and peace, for neighbors, and one more person to love and by whom be loved, for your grace, and one more experience of your presence, for your promise, to be with us, to be our God, and to give salvation. For these and all blessings, we give you thanks, eternal loving God. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. We can see the same sentiment in prayers of the Native Americans. The Utes had a common prayer. Earth, teach me to remember. Earth, teach me stillness as the grasses are stilled with light. Earth, teach me suffering as old stones suffer with memory. Earth, teach me humility as blossoms are humble with beginning. Earth, teach me caring as the mother who secures her young. Earth, teach me courage as the tree which stands alone. Earth, teach me limitation as the ant which crawls on the ground. Earth, teach me freedom as the eagle which soars in the sky. Earth, teach me resignation as the leaves which die in the fall. Earth, teach me regeneration as the seed which rises in the spring. Earth, teach me to forget myself as melted snow forgets its life. Earth, teach me to remember kindness as dry fields weep in the rain. The Native American prayers resemble the prayers of the Christian religion. The prayers of the Native Americans seem to almost more describe what we need to try to remember to be functioning properly in this world today. There were a lot of wonderful prayers historically. And I think I'm going to skip over to, let's play clip four, Sam. This is a clip from one of my favorite persons in the music industry. Can we go ahead and play that clip four, or do you have that up yet, Sam? All right, just a second here. We'll get that up. Yeah, this clip, I think, was originally aired on Little House on the Prairie back in the 80s, maybe. Yeah, the Johnny Cash clip. We got that? Yeah, let's go with that.
We've come to the time in the season when family and friends gather near to offer a prayer of thanksgiving for blessings we've known through the year, to join hands and thank the Creator now when thanksgiving is due. This year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. This year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. I'm grateful for the laughter of children, the sun and the wind and the rain, the color of blue in your sweet eyes, the sight of a highball and train, the moonrise over a prairie, and oh, love that you've made new. And this year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. This year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. And when the time comes to be going, it won't be in sorrow and tears. I'll kiss you goodbye and I'll go on the way, grateful for all of the years. I thank for all that you gave me, for teaching me what love can do. And Thanksgiving Day, for the rest of my life, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. And Thanksgiving Day, for the rest of my life, thanking the Lord He made you.
Well, Johnny Cash really was an icon of spirituality in the music industry, we'll have to say, but the thoughts and the feeling of our prayers have been an element of our spiritual awareness for a long time, but we take it for granted that our spirituality has been different than the spirituality of those of the Native Americans. Ogallala Sioux would be the next one that I read. But we'll be back in a few minutes. This is Captain Fred, Thanksgiving Special.
the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Never to take from creation's beauty more than we give. Never to destroy wantonly for the furtherance of greed. Never to deny, to give our hands for the building of earth's beauty. Never to take from her what we cannot use. Give us hearts to understand that to destroy earth's music is to create confusion. That to wreck her appearance is to blind us to beauty. That to callously pollute her fragrance is to make a house of stench. That as we care for her, we will care for us. We have forgotten who we are. We have sought only our own security. We have exploited simply for our own ends. We have distorted our knowledge. We have abused our power. Great Spirit, whose dry lands thirst, help us to find the way to refresh your lands. Great Spirit, whose waters are choked with debris and pollution, help us to find the way to cleanse your waters. Great Spirit, whose beautiful earth grows ugly with misuse, help us to find the way to restore beauty to your handiwork. Great Spirit, whose creatures are being destroyed, help us to find a way to replenish them. Great Spirit, whose gifts to us are being lost in selfishness and corruption, Help us to find the way to restore our humanity. O Great Spirit, whose voice I hear in the wind, whose breath gives life to the world, hear me. I need your strength and wisdom. May I walk in beauty. Yeah, that's a beautiful prayer. And that's something that we really need, too, because we do understand that if we watch television, we're not going to be brought into the understanding that we need to make some changes. I'd like to play that clip 3 with William Burroughs. And this is a little shocking, or this may not really hit everybody directly, but this is a Thanksgiving prayer by William S. Burroughs. Have you got that up, clip 3, please?
Living in an extremely ominous and dangerous period of history. Never before has the human race been so well armed and ready for war. In the eyes of many, it is only a question of time until they will be exploded in warfare. How much longer do we have? No one knows. Events are now tumbling upon events. Let's obey the scriptures and pray for those who are in authority, that God will give them extra wisdom, courage, and strength as they make momentous decisions that decide not only the future of this country, but of the whole world. It was in a religious sense that our founding fathers observed the first American Thanksgiving. They were devout Christians and students of the Bible, and they paused to give united thanks to Almighty God. At least 47 of our years of history, there was no Thanksgiving. From Madison to Lincoln, there was no day of Thanksgiving set aside. Nor has it always been on Thursday, nor has it always been in November, as we celebrate it today. Only since the days of President Grant have November and Thursday been the custom. In fact, the Pilgrims had theirs on December 30th, 1621. The first official proclamation for a day of Thanksgiving was made in Charleston, Massachusetts, June 20th, 1676. From that time till the first Congress held in New England, it was an old New England custom to have one day a year to set aside as a day of Thanksgiving. The New England representatives brought it into our national focus in 1774, and the first proclamations for a day of Thanksgiving were issued by Congress from 1777 to 1783. But in more recent times, it has been a proclamation by the President of the United States. On each occasion, he has usually called the people to humiliation and prayer. Millions of Americans, however, use it as a day for frivolity,
homeowners,
festivity, and sports, rather than for humbling themselves before God and thanking Him for the many material and spiritual blessings that we know and enjoy. Those who have set aside a day of Thanksgiving to God were Bible-believing men. They were the first ones. They had found in the Bible that God had often called His people to a time of solemn thanksgiving. More than 150 times, the Bible either calls men to thank God or tells them how to give thanks. In Old Testament days, God designated a special offering of thanksgiving for His people. The Bible says, with cakes of leaven and bread, He shall offer His oblation with the sacrifice of His peace offerings for thanksgiving. God was ensuring the people of Israel against the time when they would forget to be thankful to Him. God called upon His people at very special occasions to have a time of thanksgiving. When Solomon dedicated the temple in Jerusalem, they were to give thanks. When under Jeremiah they rebuilt the broken walls of the city, they again were called upon to express thanks to God. In the days of revival under King Hezekiah, he proclaimed an official day of thanksgiving in which the people brought their sacrifices and their thank offerings into the house of the Lord. More than 30 times in the Psalms, the psalmist speaks of giving thanks. The psalmist said, be thankful unto Him and bless His name. And again he said, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. He even said that he would arise at midnight to give thanks unto the Lord. Jesus taught us to give thanks as he gave thanks and broke the loaves and the fishes to feed the multitude. He thanked God again when he broke the bread of communion for the disciples the last night on earth. At the grave of Lazarus he said, Father, I thank thee. Paul emphasized thanksgiving when he said, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. So Thanksgiving is a part of the most intimate relationship that exists between man and God. And yet there are millions today of even professing Christians that neglect to thank Him. It is the custom of many Christians, for example, to bow in public places and to give thanks for the food that has been placed before them. I've had scores of waiters and waitresses and even stewardesses on airplanes to tell me that when I bowed my head, that it was the first time they'd ever seen that happen in their restaurant or seen it happen on an airplane. Millions never pause to give a word of thanks to God, even for the food that has been provided, or even the water that we drink, or the air that we breathe. Few homes have a moment of thanksgiving at the beginning of the meal, or at any other time of the day. Even on this day of Thanksgiving, it will mean nothing more than a time of fun, gluttony, and sports. And only a minority will stop and give thanks to God, even though if there was ever a moment in history that we needed to humble ourselves and pray and thank God for the blessings that we've enjoyed, it is now.
My wife bought
Thanksgiving is recognition of a debt that cannot be repaid.
But after about 3 days,
true thanks when we're not able to reimburse the giver. When Thanksgiving is filled with true meaning and not just the formality of a polite thank you, it is the recognition of dependence. We thank our friends for doing for us what we desire and need it because we're in debt to them. But because of the pride and arrogance of our hearts, we take from God without even the formality of thanksgiving.
In view of the ominous foreign events and the dark clouds beginning to gather on the economic future of the world,
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or
liquid.
Call now. That's
1-877-928-8222
or visit heartdrop.com.
I'm asking you to have a family altar in which there's a time of humility and repentance and thanksgiving to God for His past blessings. America is living in a critical hour. This is the hour that we...
Okay. I guess, we have...
We deserve His judgment. The peril that stalks the nation today cannot be eliminated by political rhetoric or even religious conduct. It is time we need to acknowledge our national sins and our national guilt before God. Our pride has caused us to forget that what we...
Thanksgiving issue today, but that's not a big problem because I think one of my first shows I did was Reality Sucks Show. And reality of it is that we're human beings and that we do make mistakes and we're not perfect. And this is not a recorded show. We're live on air right now. My producer, Sam, is doing the best he's done before, and we all make mistakes. I'm not going to scold anybody for whatever went place there. Actually, it was pretty interesting. The Billy Graham clip, of course, with his Thanksgiving message from about 30 or 40 years ago. But I'd like to play the a little clip that is from Terrence McKenna. And you wonder, well, what does Terrence McKenna have to do with prayer and Thanksgiving? And well, it's interesting. Let's play the Terrence McKenna his clip 5. Are we still there, Sam? I think we're having some problems with our clips getting up and going, but yeah. Hello. Terrence McKenna is probably going to be very much more descriptive than me. We can't get him up. Could we play a little more Ween then? Well, it's kind of tough to string thoughts together when... That's all right, not a problem, Sam. I'm a little bit out of socket today, too. The show was about prayer, and I'm going to say a prayer for our show here in a second, because we really... We do the best we can here on RBN, and you know, given our pay scale, it's probably better than we deserve. But let's go ahead and play that Terrence McKenna prayer, or about prayer.
Re-emphasize anxiety. Reassure people. You meet people who say, you know, I'm really scared. I'm scared about my job. I'm scared about my relay. I'm scared, scared, scared. Answer is, you know, don't worry. You don't know enough to worry. That's God's truth. Who do you think you are that you should worry, for crying out loud? It's a total waste of time. It presupposes such a knowledge of the situation that it is in fact a form of hubris. You know, no, what you do is just pay your bills and, you know, pack heat if you need to and don't worry. Worry is praying to the devil. That's great. Worry is betting against yourself. That's all.
that's true. When you worry and when you're concerned about things and you fret and are continually in a state of anxiety, well, then you're praying to against yourself. You're praying to the devil, as Terrence McKenna said. But we really can start to believe our prayers if we understand that we have been praying through generations of generations, whether it be Christians or Muslims or Chinese, or, well, I don't know if the Chinese actually have prayers. They have Confucius. And Confucianism is a form of prayer, too, or understanding or enlightenment. And there's always a bit of that in all of the prayer that that the Native Americans had. The Sioux prayer, O Great Spirit, whose voice I hear in the winds, whose breath gives life to the world, hear me. I come to you as one of your many children, and I am small and weak. I need your strength and wisdom. May I walk in beauty. May my eyes ever behold the red and purple sunset. May my hands respect the things that you have made, and my ears sharp to your voice. Make me wise so that I may know the things you have taught your children. The lessons you have written in every leaf and rock make me strong, not to be superior to my brothers, but to fight my greatest enemy, myself. This is was similar to the Oot prayer. But when we talk about prayer, then we automatically assume we're talking about Christian religion. And prayer has a lot of different meanings to a lot of people. And I wanted to play clip 3 with William S. Burroughs. It's a Thanksgiving prayer. Have you got that one up, Sam? William Burroughs? All right. Yeah, let's go ahead and play that.
We're living in an extremely ominous and dangerous period of history.
That's Billy Graham. Never before. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we go ahead and... Yeah, I'm sorry. The William Burroughs Thanksgiving prayer.
When John Dillinger, in hope he is still alive. Thanksgiving Day, November 28th, 1986. Thanks for the wild turkey and passenger pigeons destined to be shit out through wholesome American guts. Thanks for a continent to despoil and poison. Thanks for Indians to provide a modicum of challenge and danger. Thanks for vast herds of bison to kill and skin, leaving the carcasses to rot. Thanks for bounties on wolves and coyotes. Thanks for the American dream to vulgarize and falsify until the bare lies shine through. Thanks for the KKK for nigger killing lawmen feeding their notches. For decent church-going women with their mean, pinched, bitter, evil faces. Thanks for Kill a Queer for Christ stickers. Thanks for laboratory AIDS. Thanks for prohibition and the war against drugs. Thanks for a country where nobody is allowed to mind his own business. Thanks for a nation of finks. Yes, thanks for all the memories. All right, let's see your arms. You always were a headache, and you always were a bore. Thanks for the last and greatest betrayal of the last and greatest of human dreams.
Yeah, William Burroughs, he really knew how to pull a little sarcastic bent right there on that. Yeah, well, you know, we don't subscribe to the certain reverences that a lot of the religions subscribe to. We can make fun of ourselves, and that's the beauty of this American spirit. We know that, like Mark Twain said, that humor is our only true blessing. The Pueblo had a prayer: hold on to what is good, even if it is a handful of earth. Hold on to what you believe, even if it's a tree which stands by itself. Hold on to what you must do, even if it is a long way from here. Hold on to life, even when it's easier letting go. Hold on to my hand, even when I have gone away from you. When we return, thanks to our mother, the earth, which sustains us, we return thanks to the rivers and streams, which supply us with water. We return thanks to all herbs, which furnish medicines for the cure of our diseases. We return thanks to the moon and stars, which have given to us their light when the sun was gone. We return thanks to the sun that has looked upon the earth with a beneficent eye. Lastly, we return thanks to the Great Spirit, in whom is embodied all goodness and who directs all things for the good of her children. I like that. Tecumseh was a particularly spiritual man. He says, give thanks. He says, when you arise in the morning, give thanks for the morning light, for your life and strength. Give thanks for your food, and the joy of living. If you see no reason for giving thanks, the fault lies in yourself. Ceremonial chief, medicine man of the Lakota Nation, Frank Fool's Crow. In the presence of this house, Grandfather Wakantanka, and from the directions where the sun sets, and from the direction of cleansing power, and from the direction of the rising sun, and from the direction of the middle of the day. Grandfather Wakantanka, Grandmother, the earth, who hears everything. Grandmother, because you are a woman, for this reason you are kind. I come to you this day to tell you to love the red man and watch over them and give these young men the understanding, because, Grandmother, from you comes the good things that are beyond our eyes to see, have been blessed in our midst. For this reason, I make my supplication known to you again. Give us a blessing so that our words and actions be one in unity, and that we be able to listen to each other. In so doing, we shall, with good heart, walk hand in hand to face the future. In the presence of the outside, we are thankful for many blessings. I make my prayer for all people, the children, the women, and the men. I pray that no harm will come to them, and that on the great island there be no war, that there will be no ill feelings among us. From this day on, may we walk hand in hand. So be it. The prayers of the Native American and the prayers of the other religions believe in the omnipotence of the Great Spirit or of the Heavenly Father. And it asks for the same understanding. It asks for wisdom. And it asks for understanding. And it asks for enlightenment. When we pray for enlightenment, especially when we're thankful for our gifts, it seems to be more important. A good friend of mine is a Ojibwe, and they have a prayer. O Great Spirit, whose voice I hear in the winds and whose breath gives life to everyone, hear me. I come to you as one of your many children. I am weak. I am small. I need your wisdom, your strength. Let me walk in beauty and make my eyes ever behold the red and purple sunsets. Make my hands respect the things you have made. Make my ears sharp so I may hear your voice. Make me wise so that I may understand what you have taught my people and the lessons you have hidden. I ask the wisdom and strength not to be superior, to fight my greatest enemy, myself. Make me ever ready to come before you with clean hands and straight eye. The prayers that have circulated around the Native Americans are similar. Maybe it comes from their part of their own spiritual inheritance. We'll be back in a minute.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
The earth, voice above, voice of thunder, speak from the dark of clouds, voice below, grasshopper voice, speak from the green of plants, so may the earth be beautiful. Prayers don't have to be too specific. Let's take a call. Joe, Rhode Island. Joe, welcome aboard. How is your Thanksgiving this weekend?
Oh, it's very good, Captain Fred.
You answered my prayer. I was hoping we could get somebody to shed another voice on this particular program today.
Right. Well, I can just point to another who was much wiser than myself, and that was King Solomon in his younger years. He prayed and gave thanks to the Father. It's quite a lengthy prayer, but I'll give you the verses for anybody that wants to look it up. It's very, very interesting. It's 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 14. Start at 14 and go to 42.
Do you know it? Why don't you go ahead and read it to us?
All right.
It's yours.
Let's see. And said, O Lord, God of Israel. There is no God like thee in the heaven, nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant, and showeth mercy unto his servants, and walk before thee with all their hearts. Thou, which hast kept with thy servant David, my father, that which thou hast promised him, and speakest with thy mouth, and hast fulfilled it with thine hands, as it is this day. Now therefore, O Lord God of Israel, keep with thy servant David, my father, that which thou hast promised him, saying, there shall not fall thee a man in my sight to sit upon the throne of Israel, who are the Christian people today. Yet so that they, the children, take thee to their way to walk in my law as thou hast walked before me. Now then, O Lord God of Israel, let thy word be verified, which thou hast spoken unto thy servant David. Jesus was many times referred to as thou son of David.
Mm-hmm.
But will God in very deed dwell with men on the earth? Behold, heaven, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house which I have built. Have respect, therefore, to the prayer of thy servant, to his supplication, O Lord, my God, to hearken unto the cry and thy prayer which thy servant prayed before thee, that thine eyes may be open upon this day, on this house day and night, upon the place wherein thou hast said that thou wouldest put thy name there, to hearken unto the prayer which thy servant prayeth toward this place. Hearken therefore unto the supplications of thy servant and to thy people Israel, which they shall make toward this place. Hear thou from the dwelling place, even from heaven, and when thou hearest, forgive. If a man sin against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to make him swear, and the oath come before thine altar in his house, in this house, then hear thou from heaven, and do, and judge thy servants, by requiting the wicked, by recompensing his way upon his own head, and by justifying the righteous, by giving him according to his righteousness.
Joe, I have to interrupt you. This has been a wonderful prayer, Joe. And thank you so much for your call. And have a blessed weekend. This is Captain Fred. We'll be back next week.
About how much you really mean. So far away, but it's so easy to see you. When I'm away, I wanna put my arms around you. And I wanna know, do you feel the same way?
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.